The first order of business for some congressional committees will be investigating the collapse of Enron. Many House and Senate members of both parties have been trying to distance themselves from the bankrupt energy trading corporation by returning campaign contributions, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
This isn't the first time politicians have wanted to get rid of campaign contributions. The Democratic fundraising scandal of 1996 triggered a spate of refunds in 97. But this time, it's a big bipartisan problem. Over the past 11 years, 258 lawmakers now in Congress accepted contributions from Enron's executives or its Political Action Committee. Now those politicians and all of the major party committees have to ask themselves what to do with Enron-tinged money. Democratic Senator Tim Johnson is in a tough re-election race in South Dakota. He got $4,250 from Enron sources over the years. His press secretary is Bob Martin.
I'm not sure Tim feels there's really a problem with it. I think he just felt that given the fact that they had so many offline businesses that essentially misled people about their success or their value, that I think he just felt better that he give the money to charity.
So Johnson's Enron money will help winterize the homes of Native Americans in the Dakotas. Other lawmakers say they'll send their Enron dollars to charities that help Enron's laid-off workers. In some state delegations, more than half the members say they don't want the money anymore. Republican Congressman Jim Nussel of Iowa hasn't decided. He got $3,700 from Enron sources.
It was not given in the spirit of trying to persuade me one direction or another, and it will not be given back in that spirit. It will only be given if I see an opportunity to help some people who lost as a result of the Enron debacle.
The rush to divest raises some interesting questions about the role money plays in Washington.
If it didn't buy anything, if it was a legal contribution, why is it tainted?
Colgate University professor Michael Johnston studies political corruption. He says there's another question, too, about money from past campaigns.
A representative wants to give that money back now. In effect, are they going out and raising a new contribution from somebody else in order to hand the money back to make themselves look good? That becomes something very much like a shell game.
Advocates of campaign finance reform say the reports of Enron's Washington presence give their issue new momentum. As Congress reconvenes, they need just two more signatures for a petition that would bring up their reform bill for debate in the House. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.